Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information.
My name is Larry King. I'm a Master Gardener. In today's episode, we're going to be talking to Tom Green, who has some experience with greenhouses. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. It's nice to be here.
I guess a place to start is, what got you interested in greenhouses?
Well, I was born and raised in and around Portland and have been a lifelong gardener from very little kid time to till today. So I lived the first half of my life in Oregon and then moved to Hawaii and then San Diego for the second half of my life.
Wow.
And gardening experiences were very, very different.
I would
obviously
think so, right? Yes.
Very much into tropicals and very much into water-wise xeriscaping in Southern California. And then moving back to Oregon in the third half of my life, got very interested in relearning about this environment for growing plants and what grows here and what kinds of plants grow well. So I joined the Master Gardener program. And that was just a total blast. I learned so much going through that and realized, like most gardeners in Oregon, that to extend the growing season, you need some kind of greenhouse. We're close to the coast, so the wind is an issue, but the temperatures present a great challenge for growing things that I like to eat, like tomatoes. Who doesn't like tomatoes?
Guys.
So once I realized that my passion was going to continue here in Oregon and I wanted to get more involved in gardening, I thought, well, the solution is a greenhouse. The yard is actually very heavily landscaped. There's not a whole lot of space in there, but there was one part of the property that were some bushes that I wasn't interested in, and I was able to clear out. And I was able to sort of site where I'd want to put a greenhouse. I had space for about a 10 by 10 foot greenhouse.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was perfect. Has a very nice southern exposure. I was able to track the sun to see how many hours of sun that I would get in that spot. And so once I did that and sort of mapped it out, I started looking at just exactly what type of greenhouse I wanted to do. Greenhouse is a cloche. And you can make a cloche the size of a garbage can, or you can make it 10 by 10, or you can do all kinds of things with just a cover, put them on raised beds. But I wanted something bigger, more substantial.
Uh-huh.
So I started looking and researching kits, and there are quite a few on the market. So there are some pluses with that, which we can talk about more later. But I also wanted to build one. One of my mottos in life is that I will not be deterred by my ignorance or lack of skill. And I thought, the way I want to go is I really want to build one. Actually, I wanted to build one as much as I wanted to have one, if that makes sense.
Nice.
And so I have a friend who's a retired architect. Mark is a wonderful friend and a very accomplished architect. And so he drew up plans for me. I didn't realize at the time, but of course they were all designed to code. One of the things that I really appreciate about it was that, when I get 60 mile an hour winds coming off the ocean, I know it's going to stand. And I could customize really the inside of it, where the shelves are and how much spacing I needed and some other things with it. So then I started laying this out, digging the trench for the foundation, laying in the rebar, to reinforce that foundation.
Wow.
The one thing I had to have help with was the concrete. There's too much to mix by hand, with wheelbarrows, because I figured I needed at least 40 cubic feet. Hired a guy to wheelbarrow it in.
Dang.
And so he poured all the concrete into the foundation, and then I just built up from there. Put in sill plate, anchored that down, put in bolts, and then started with the framing of the whole greenhouse.
So Tom, I gotta ask you, I mean, I'm impressed as heck, but would you recommend that to other people? It sounds complicated anyway to me.
It was a challenge, but it's not particularly complicated.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the plans, I'd never read architectural plans before, but as I read about them and looked at it, and I called Mark a bunch of times and said, what's this thing over here? You know, oh, now I get it. Okay, so if you have some minimal construction skills, you know, mm-hmm. building skills, I don't think it's out of the question.
Okay.
But like I said at the beginning, my part of what I really wanted to do was build it myself.
Okay.
Because I love the challenge.
Uh-huh.
The hard part, probably the hardest part, was the large beam that went across to support the rafters, the roof of the greenhouse. But I was able to work that up there. And so once I had it all framed, I got the polycarbonate. And that's very easy to work with. I found out that I am not as precise as I'm sure most builders are, so I had to make some adjustments along the way. I laid some wire mesh along the bottom so all my mole friends and rat friends couldn't tunnel in and eat everything.
Well, yours sounds really impressive. So one of the reasons I'm interviewing you today instead of Ross is that I have a greenhouse too, and I have to say, ours, I think, is a little more rudimentary, I think, okay. than what you have. So ours just has a gravel down mm-hmm. and a strip of concrete down the middle.
Okay.
And it's, I think, what traditionally they just call a hoop house. You know, it looks like a half of a metal hula hoop.
Right, right.
And then screwed into it are polycarbonate mm-hmm. panels, mm-hmm. the sort of wavy, right, old-fashioned right.
yep.
wavy
yep.
ones.
Those are the ones.
And it's interesting because, you know, you mentioned about the nice thing about what you experienced was your architect was making sure you built it to code. Well, I have to tell you, we had, was it 3 years ago when we had a relatively high snowfall in Tidewater?
Yeah.
It pushed down on the polycarbonate and cracked it. So I wouldn't mind endorsing your idea of having someone who knows what they're doing develop the plans for it.
Mm-hmm. That was the nice part about having, you know, wood beams and having at an angle, you know, so that the snow would run off and the rain runs off. And
Yeah.
And then I made a few modifications from the design, which I put in the framing. I put in a couple of windows in the back that I can open for ventilation, and then discovered that that really wasn't adequate. It gets very hot in the greenhouse with, you know, very little sun. And so I was able to find two small solar-powered fans. The one in the back draws the air in, which is much cooler because it's shaded by a giant spruce tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then the exhaust in the very front. And that did a good job of keeping it in a tolerable level for my plants. The peppers loved it in there, and the tomatoes did too.
So what I'm hearing is we need to make sure of cooling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you're not heating it, right?
I don't have electricity or water
okay.
in the greenhouse.
Gotcha. Yeah. And we talked a little bit about the flooring and mm-hmm. also the material of it. Any other things that either came as a surprise to you or things that you wished that you had done differently?
Well, I did install gutters because I don't have water. I have a hose that I can run out there pretty easily, but, you know, I wanted to be more self-contained. So I put gutters in and put a 50-gallon rain barrel on either side of it. And then a lot of the angles aren't perfect. I built my own door and actually used some plexiglass panels that I then painted, you know, so there's some nice images on the door. But because things weren't perfectly square, I do have a few gaps. Not a problem in the center, but I've weather stripped it now for
gotcha.
The winter. You know, unless you have, you know, a craftsman type of home, there's no such thing as a square corner or square edge. So I probably would have been a little more careful or a little more mindful. I mean, I used to, you know, I used squares, T-squares. I used, you know, levels every place. So things are close. They're close enough for me.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, I know we promised our listeners that we would at least talk about also prefabricated kits.
Right.
So did you look into that? Do you have any opinions on that?
You know, I did look into them. And like you said at the beginning, there's a lot of different styles and shapes and different ways of anchoring it. You could either do a concrete floor that you can bolt it to. You can build up sides, you know, like with cinder blocks and attach it to those. I didn't want to do that because I couldn't find something that would fit exactly the way I wanted it. The orientation on the property would have been 90 degrees off
from
the easiest access point that I have for it. Mm-hmm. So there are just some drawbacks that I thought, you know, would make it a little more complicated for me to do that. I think if somebody has a site, has a location, you've tracked the sun, you know how much sunlight you get, you've got the right amount of orientation and size for it, then it's probably going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know that building the structure I did was any more expensive than buying one that was already, you know, prefabricated.
Gotcha.
They're not cheap. And again, I was concerned about the weather.
Yeah. Well, you'd need to be really cautious. You would want to check out and see if it doesn't say what the snow load mm-hmm. and the wind mm-hmm. proofness is. That's one you want to avoid.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any real downside to it. If you know what you want to do with the space and what you want to grow, you know, again, you can decide on maybe I just need a covering over my raised beds. You know, that works. Mm-hmm. Same principle, works just fine. If you want to grow things, more things or taller things, then you need to look at those inside height measurements and what it'll accommodate. The customizable part, your shelving, is that going to meet your particular needs?
Well, thanks so much for being here today. What would you say is your greatest pleasure in having a greenhouse? We've talked about a lot of the hard work, but I happen to know you've grown some amazing things. We've had them at the plant sale before. What's your greatest pleasure, would you say?
I would say, first of all, of course, was the actual building of it and seeing the finished product. Uh-huh. I mean, that was a huge amount of satisfaction. The same kind of satisfaction I think you get growing from seed.
Gotcha.
Right, you got this little tiny thing, and all of a sudden now you're eating things that originated in this very, very tiny seed. The other thing that gave me a whole lot of satisfaction was seeing how well things grew and the yield that I got just in my first year without really having much of a clue what I was doing. I was thrilled to be able to go out there, you know, for dinner and be able to pick some microgreens and some arugula for a salad and some fresh tomatoes and some fresh peppers and some other things.
Lovely. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Larry. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk seasonal gardening activities. We spoke previously about how now is a great time to deep clean sheds and other garden structures, so this week we'll zoom in on greenhouses. It's best to start by clearing everything out of the greenhouse before cleaning it, so if you have cold-sensitive plants, it's probably not the best time. You can clean out a greenhouse at any time of year, but you have to make your own judgment about when it's being used the least. You'll want to clean out the greenhouse on a day that isn't rainy as well. Clear out the greenhouse of any equipment or plants, and then sweep or shop vac out any debris, and then gently scrub down all the glass or plastic panels, shelving, joints, anywhere that dirt can get lodged, as well as cleaning out gutters if they're full of material from the fall. You can also disinfect your greenhouse to prevent issues with pathogens such as bacteria and viruses, and there's many different types of disinfectants on the market. Different types all have pros and cons, so you have to read all the packaging for safe use, as some may react with fertilizers or pesticides that you might use. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!